Gemara says, the chatis kaminu. It's talking about the chiv chatis, the koven chatis. You only say cases that the nezid is alav. But in the case by shrua, that's alav, we don't say. I oshem, and if not me oshem, we say cases even of alav. But the koven of a chatis is only cases that doina is karis. Ravina says, ki ketoni midi de chayel amidi de barachila. What are we talking about this price? Only Yisurim, the chal only on midi de barachila. But Shavua, the chal amidi de lav barachila, Shavua that could be chal. Even on things that do not pertain to eating, like Ketonia doesn't say it. But it's Noisa or Tomei, those things are one of the gayet to Yisrachila. That's what the price wants. Cases of Yisrachila. But Shavua that chal amidi de lav barachila, we don't say it. Another Hegdish, the East of Hegdish, the chal nami or Yisrachil Yazonim. If you makdish wood, it also has kedusha. It's also to have an off from it. And the ketoni we talk with every yisa hegdish. So most of true ella rather like this. Ki ketoni midi dechala midi yispei mashosha. We're only talking about isurim that a chala on something that's mamish that has a substance to it, at least like wood. There has to be something there. But shavua dechala midi lespei mashosha. But a shavua that ki dechala even upon something that doesn't have a mamish to it, there's nothing there. Like we'll soon see cases kugoyin. Sheishon, Vishle Yishon, the person swears I will sleep today, and he does not sleep, or he swears he will not sleep, and he does sleep, but he's chayiv, like a Tony, we do not talk about an Issa Shvua that pertains even to things that does not have any mamish, no substance to it. And the reason we'll soon see is because the Shvua is chal upon the gavra, upon the person himself, so the person is here, the Issa chal upon him. So therefore, that's John the Brisa, therefore there's no proof whether you say Issa Kerel or not. The reason why the Brisa did not say a case of a Shvua, for all these different reasons. The other Gemara says, Echad Vorm Shalatzmoi, Vi Echad Vorm Shalacherim. A Shrua is Chal, but it's something to do with yourself, that you will eat, you will not eat, or else to do with something else, with somebody else, with some see, by giving something to somebody else. Vi Echad Vorm Shem Sheesh Be Mamish, Vi Echad Vorm Shem Be Mamish. Whether these things have a mamish, a substance of the Yisr, or whether there is no substance of the Yisr, there is no mamish, still a Shrua is Chal, with some see. Case, what's the case? Person swears that I will give my friend a present. So it's not negay to yourself, it's negay to somebody else. Still be yisr shvua chal, because it's chal upon you. You have a chiv not to give him a present. What about if you swear b'shaloi etem? I will not give him a present. So as an issue, you're not going to give him. Rosh shenasati, in the other shenasati that you swore that you gave him yesterday. Rosh for shloi nasati, you swear that you did not give him yesterday. These are cases of shvuah that has to do with a harem. Now, what's to be a dover shem b'mamish? She'ishon, you swear that you will sleep today. Or else for shaloi ishon, you swear you will not sleep today. She'yoshanti, you swear that you slept already yesterday. For shaloi yoshanti, you did not sleep yesterday. Even though sleeping is a dover shem b'mamish, still an issa shvuah is chal, because the issa is chal upon you. The same thing, she'ezroi, k'tzroi liyam, you could swear that you're going to throw a stone into the river, and you have a chiyah to do it. Or else, b'shalai ezrak, I will not throw the stone into the yam. She'er zarakti, I already threw it. Or else, b'shalai zarakti, I did not throw it. In all these cases, yechayah b'korban, I will be over if you do it b'shagig. If you offer the shua b'shagig. Rabbi Yishmael, I'm in all. Ein yechayah b'lo, ala asad lovay. Rabbi Yishmael, this is the famous sheet we had before. He does not hold shtayim shemarba. He holds by a shuas. There's only two times yechayah b'korban. Only Allah said lovely, if you swear that you will eat today and you do not eat, or you swear you will not eat and you did eat. Shneimar, because the pasuk says, Lehora or Lehetif, Mashma something bad for yourself that you will not eat today, or Lehetif something good that you will eat today. The Mashma the Oth said what you will do. Bashenkin in the Ovar, if you swear that you ate and really you do not, you're potter from a carbon. All Malaria Bekiva says back to Bishmuel and Kenya, so maybe you only chay the korban if you over made a shura on something that's good for you or something that's bad. You will eat, you will not eat, you will sleep, you will not sleep. But dvorm shein ben harov yatova, let's say something like I will give somebody a present or I'll throw something in the stone where it doesn't make a difference, there's nothing good, there's nothing bad about it. Minayin, how do we know in such a case that there's a chay of korban? Or Maloy, so Mishmo said, yes, this I agree. May Ribuya Kasa, there's a Ribu from the Pasuk, Rashi says, the Chola Sheyavata, says a Ribu, even not things that are mamish, Hora Olahetif. Or Maloy, they said back, in Ribuya Kasa Lakach, Riva Kasa Lakach, if you have a Ribu for this, You have ribui for that also. So there's a ribui not only in the osid, but then in the yovar also, yechayiv a korban. Tana Rabban, look at a bryce like this. The bryce in the Dorim says, choyma bin adorim e bishuas. There are certain chumras about hilchus, adorim over hilchus shuas. And choyma bishuas mi bin adorim. There are certain things that are more strict about a shvua than about a nether. Choyma bin adorim shan adorim chalam al dvar mitzvah k'dvar rishus. A nether is chal upon a dvar mitzvah like a dvar rishus. And Rashi says, koinim sukkah shen yoisa, lulav shani neitel. You make an issa nether that the lulav should be yoser to you, or the sukkah should be yoser. It's also. And the Gemara says, because nedorim is chal upon the chepetz. So once you make the lulav, you can't do the mitzvah, not because it's also for you, but because the issa is chal upon the chepetz, so the chepetz becomes also to you. Ma'ashen can be shvuas, but by shvuas you cannot do a thing like this. Because by shvuas it's chal upon the gavra, upon you. You're not going to make a shvua that you will not do the mitzvah's lulav. You have a chiv to do the mitzvah's lulav. You cannot make a shvua levat less the mitzvah. But that's the difference. The neder is chal upon the chepetz. The object becomes also. True, the end is that you can't use it. But the reason why the siba, why it's also, is because there's an issa put upon the chepetz. Ma'ashen can by shvua starts out the other way. True, it ends up that both is also. But the shvua starts out that the issa is upon you. You're not allowed to do this. Therefore, you can't use the sukkah, so that you can't do, because there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. Now, chayme b'shvuas, there's a certain strictness about a shvuah. Sha'shvuas chalas adov shein b'mamish k'dov shish b'mamish. It's chal on something, whether it has a mamish or ain't b'mamish, still it's chal. Ma'ashen k'en b'n adorim, the dorim is not chal on something, it doesn't have a mamish. But that's the same swear again. A shvuas chal upon you, upon the gavra. So even though you're swearing, you will not sleep today. And sleep is not something that has a mamish, so what? The yis was chal upon you, not upon the sleep. But shaking a nedir has to be chal upon the chepetz. That could be something here. Sleep is not here, a nedir cannot be chal upon sleep. Ketzer the Mishnah says, O mashruah shetim l'plenim shlo yetim. My yetim, what does it mean to say you swear you will give him? Ilayim et stokah liyon. If the person is a poor man and you swear give him stokah, so the shruah chal, mushva v'yemim yasinu, you have a mitzvah midi rice anyway, to give tzedakah. Shneimer, the pasuk says, Nosan titula, you have to give him. So why is the shvua chal? So Mor says, true, Elamaton liyosh, we're talking about your friends or rich person, and he's telling you made a shvua that you will give him the present. So that's a shvua that's chal. Alright, I'll turn over. Again, giving a present to an usher is not a mitzvah, so therefore the shvua is chal. Now the Mishnah says, Sheishan v'shleishan, I will sleep or I will not sleep. So Mashma, if you swear that you will not sleep, you're not going to sleep, and the shvua is chal. Furthermore, and it's not that way. V'omer Rabbi Yechanan, Hoy, now somebody says, Shvua shleishan, I swear I will not sleep. Give me yomim, 3 straight days. So Malkus is Malkin, Esau, we give him Malkus right away. It's called the shvua shav, it's called the shvua came out in vain, and we the shvua is not chal. So Yoshua Yalta, therefore really you let us sleep right away. In other words, it's not possible to go 3 days without sleep. So it's called the Shura Shav that you get Malkus for what you said, but the Shura is not Chal. And now Mishnah's Mashma, the Shura is Chal. So then it says, Hosam the Yama Gimel. Hochad la Yama Gimel. Yeah, it depends. If you swear that you will not sleep for 3 days, that's something that's not possible. So there the Shura is not Chal, it's the Shura Shav. You get Malkus right away. But if you swear that you will sleep today, or you will not sleep for 1 day, that's something that's possible. Here the shvua is chal, we have to wait and see what's going to be, whether you be mekayim yeshua or whether not. In such a case, you b'chayav the korban and the yerid if you are over yeshua. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Chofei Yom Aleph. We did the Mishnah ready. That the Chiddush of Nedorim, the Chiddush of Shvuas, that it's Chal and Adovo, Shein by Mamish, and also it's Chal Negei to Acherim. Now the two lines yet to the big lines we're holding. It may look like this. The Mishnah says, She Ezrak Tzror Liyam, Vishle Ezrak. Somebody can make a Shvua, he swears, that he will throw a stone to the ocean, or else he will not throw a stone to the ocean. In both these cases, the shvuas bitu yischal, and if he does not do the way he swore, he's chayv a korban elu b'yerid if it doesn't b'shoigig. If we don't like this, shvua shezorak pleni tzura liyam. Let's say Reuven makes a shvua that Shimon will throw a stone to the ocean. Rosh Bishloi Zarak, he makes a shvua that Shimon will not throw the stone to the ocean. But again, the shvua is not upon himself, it's upon somebody else. So Rava... You're right, in the past. Shezorak, the shvua that he threw, or else that he did not throw. Right, what happened already? So Rava Mechayev, Rav said that's also called the shvua's bitui. Now the Ma'is said, you swore that he did throw, and you made a mistake, and really he did not throw. So such a case also, you chayev a korban el v'yerid. Shmuel on the potter. Shmuel says, no, in such a case, you're a potter. What's the machlokes? Rav ha machayiv iso b'lav hein. Rav says, yichayiv a shvua, because it's possible to make a shvua back and forwards, b'lav, I swore the person did not throw the stone, or else pain, I could swear the person did throw it. That's enough. As long as the shvua could be b'lav hein, yes and no, that's enough for shvua. Shmuel on the Shmuel says, no, potter, you're potter from a korban shvua. Why? Leisi balabo, such a shvua, it's not possible in the future. You can't make a shvua, Rashi says, Yizroi ploini oilo Yizroi. Ein ze shvua zbitoi, el shvua shov, shere ein ploini brishusoi, lizak lule lizroi. If you make a shvua that somebody else will throw a stone to the ocean, so that's not called a shvua zbitoi. That's not something that we have to see what will be enough. That's called a shvua shov. You have no right to swear to put isum upon somebody else, so you will not be chayiv a korban. A korban is only by shvuah's bitui. So that's what Shmuel holds, that since this korban, this shvuah, that you swore that the person threw a stone yesterday, even though really it's a shvuah's bitui, but since it's not possible b'lahabo in the future, that then you're not chayiv a korban. So that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, when you have a shvuah, that it has to be possible to be b'lahabo in the future also or not. Or is it enough, like Rav holds, just the fact that it could be in the past, you could swear that somebody threw a stone to the ocean. And if it's not true, you'd be chayav a korban, according to Rav. So let's say, the plukta to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva k'miflagi. This machlokes Rav and Shmuel is telling the machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. That's not what we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel oimer, eina chayav ala osid lovay. According to Rabbi Shmuel, yoni chayav a korban, if you make a shvua that you will eat today, and then you do not, or you will not, and then you do, but it has to be in the future. Why? Shinam, the Pasuk says, that you swear you're going to do something bad, like you're going to fast, or you swear you will do something good, you will eat. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. But in the past, there's no chi of carbon. Omolah Rabbi Kiva said back and came, so, if Yom Madayik Dafka, the way it says, Lahor Elahitiv, maybe Yoni Chayiv a Korban Shvua if you make a Shvua on something that is good to it or there's bad to it, like you will eat, you will sleep. But Dvorim Shein Bem Aravia Tova, things that are Mabekach, like I will throw a stone to the ocean, I will not throw a stone, there's no good, there's no bad in it. Minayin, according to Rabbi Shmuel, how do you know the Chav is such a Shvua? Maybe there's no Shvua if it doesn't pertain to Rav Etoiv. Oh my lord, the Shmuel answer back that we had, the Ribui HaKosik, there's the Ribui HaKosik, we'll soon see later on where the Ribui HaKroi is, the Chol HaSheiv HaTad HaMishvua, anything, that's a Ribui. So oh my lord, the Kivas is back to the Shmuel, Im Ribui HaKosik LaKach, once you say there's a Ribui, that you chayit even on Dvorim Shomabakach, things that are not really a good or bad, is so Ribui HaKosik LaKach, there's also Ribui, not only the Shvua has to be Lahora, I will do something bad, but it could be a shvua that I did something bad already. That's the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, are you chayiv a korban shvua on a ovar, on something that happened, where you swear that yesterday I ate, and really did not eat. So Rav the Yom Rabbi Kiva, Rav that says, you chayiv over here in a shvua that somebody threw a stone yesterday, he goes like Rabbi Kiva, that you chayiv even on the ovar, on the past tense, what happened? You chayiv a korban. Or Shmuel, the Yom Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel that says, no, you're potter in this case, because he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that you only chayiv the korban on the future, but on the ovar, you're potter from the korban. And here, this type of a shvua, that somebody threw a stone to the ocean yesterday, that's the ovar. So Shmuel says, you put it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. So maybe that's the Machlokes. So Moreh says, no, here it's much more. Ali, but Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that even by regular Shvuah, what you will do, Yoni Chayit, Ala Osid, what's going to happen is Kuli Yamalek Ligi. Everybody agrees. Hash de Milsa, the Yisra Balabo, Lo Mechayiv, Lo Rabbi Shmuel, Lishovar, something is Shvuah, like I will eat. It's possible I will eat. Still, Rabbi Shmuel holds if you swore that yesterday you ate. You put it from a korban on Le'ovar. There's no ribiakru. It says Lahora Lahated. What I will do good, what I will do bad. But not what happened. If so, Milsa the Lesi Balabo, our case over here, where you're making a shvua that somebody else threw a stone into the ocean, there it's not possible in the future. You cannot put an Isra upon that person that he has to throw the stone. You're not an owner over that person. So the cloud is no shvuas bitui that I swear that Reuven will throw a stone to the ocean. There's no such shvuah. It's only boy. Pshita that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you would not be chay the korban in this case in the Ovar. Madr. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, pshita that you're potter from a korban. Keep lee, you wear the machlekes Rav and Shmuel over here. I'll leave it to Rabbi Kiva. The argue only according to Rabbi Kiva shita. And it's like this. Rav, Rabbi Kiva, true, Rav holds, like Rabbi Kiva Shita, that on a shvulish ovar and test, you're also chay of a korban. Here also, if you swore that somebody else threw a stone to the ocean, even though it's not possible to make that shvul b'lahaboha, but the mitzvah, now that you made it lishovar, you're chay of a korban according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. Or Shmuel Amar, no, even according to Rabbi Kiva. Ad kam lo mechay Rabbi Kiva hosom lishovar, el milsa v'yisa b'lahaboha. Shmuel Amar, when does Rabbi Kiva say you're chay of on a shvua, on the past tense? That you ate, only if it's possible to make a shvuah, I will eat today, upon yourself, that you can make a shvuah lahabor, then Rabbi Kiva holds yichayah the korban, if the shvuah was lishavar, what happened already? Mechay Rabbi Kiva lishavar. Avol nidi delesi balabor. When you're talking about somebody else, that you're making a shvuah that somebody else threw the stone into the ocean, that there it's not possible to make a shvuah lahabor, that that person should throw a stone. You cannot put an isra upon somebody else. There's no such shvuah as bitui that somebody else will throw a stone to the ocean. That's a shvuah shov. If so, then even in this case where you swore that the person threw it already, which l'shava really should apply to somebody else, still Shmuel holds your potter from a korban. So kids, this machlokes Rav and Shmuel is not totally in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. True, according to Rabbi Shmuel, everybody holds your potter. But a libud Rabbi Kiva, still we have the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now we have to know what is the machlokes. So you must also say, let's say then the pluk, the latest song of machlokes.